protect your children. Someone's gotta teach them not to hate.
This is the Democratic Party culture. We have clip after clip after clip in Louisiana and Texas and New York and California and Kansas, just everywhere. Men coming to city councils in their male attire and saying, I'm a drag queen. I dance at the local gay bar. That's where I work. I want access to your children. I will groom your children. I need access to them. And what's crazy is you see these clips from Florida and Texas, and the one I was mentioning was Baton Rouge. They all say the same thing. I need access to the children. And if you study the criminology of pedophiles, they are unremorseful and say they've got to have it. Imagine you're 18, you got your male vigor going, and you just see really gorgeous women and you go ask them out and you want to date them because you have a huge attraction to them. But if they brush you off and stuff or whatever, you know not to push it because you can control your hormones. These are people that aren't going after folks that are of age, that are adults. They're going after little 2, 3, 4, 5-year-old children that see adults as authority figures, and their mothers are there saying, here, these are the good people. A bunch of them are convicted pedophiles and perverts dancing around naked in the streets, doing things that we can't even show you, being cheered by crowds of people, marching the Boy Scouts of America through the middle of it. I mean, folks, this is perverts on parade. And the whole thing is pedophilic on its face. I said I'd get to it at the end of the hour, into the next hour, because there's a lot of it, ladies and gentlemen. And the new stuff is just unbelievable. But this has been going on a long time. But we're talking people eating feces off the ground, urinating in each other's mouths, having sex on the street. That footage is pouring out of Seattle and San Francisco and Europe. And the media is freaking out that in Eastern Europe, they're arresting people that do this. You have sex in front of kids, you bring kids to one of these in Hungary, they arrest your ass, and they should. Think about this. I'm going to start getting to this right now, then I'll hit abortion next segment. It's all intertwined. Imagine if you went to the local park and there was a mother and father standing there naked and they had a couple of their children with them who were scantily clad and the children were twerking in front of the adults. You'd think, man, I'm calling the police. This is some kind of weird, crazy pervert deal. And the police would come and they would arrest them for indecency with a child. And if the parents were involved, CPS would come, and they should. But when it's parents bringing their children to events to have them be part of this, it's praised by these jurisdictions and protected. And taking children to not just homosexual bars, taking them to bars that are sex clubs where people have naked dancing, and they've got big signs on the walls saying it ain't gonna lick itself, and then pornographic posters up that we can't even show you. We have the footage inside the Dallas Place where they were parading kids as young as three, giving, putting money in men's G-strings. And it's unbelievably brutal stuff, folks. It's a very destructive lifestyle, and these folks have chewed through themselves and absolutely drugged themselves out of their minds. And the final thing, the final evil thing to do, the final thing that will help them get their kicks is destroy your children's innocence. The whole thing is 100% vampiric. 100% vampiric. And I have clip after clip after clip we're going to play of them saying, I need access to your children. And every time they come out of the woodwork, they come to the city council or the school board and they say, we're not allowed to come to the elementary school on career day and teach your children about the great careers we've got up at the local gay bar where we dance. It's beautiful art. We want to teach your children this art. And we want to groom them for the next generation. These are exact quotes. Countless videos of men in giant, dressed up like nuns, with clown makeup on their faces saying, we are going to get your children. You will not stop us. We are taking them over. And then the San Francisco choir, the official gay choir that gets almost the same funding as the main choir of the city, says, we're going to get your children. Your children belong to us. We're going to groom them. We're going to take them. And then we're going to get you. And you look at them. If you were trying to hire somebody to be around your children, you'd take one look at every one of these men and you would say, those guys are perverts. Those guys are fruits. Not just because they like the same sex. No, it's because they want access to children and they look like who you'd hire for a Hollywood production if you were going to make a movie about a cult of pedophiles that's 1,000 strong that goes around kidnapping kids and you had their underground meeting. It would look like these people. This is what it looks like. This is it. This is grown men dressed up in clown outfits with their children being brought to them. And many of the people we've been showing on screen later get arrested because they already have prior convictions for assaulting children. And yeah, the local newscasts in Houston were like, well, gotta get them while they're young. And then Desmond is amazing. They parade him around with convicted chainsaw murderers. One guy killed his boyfriend with a chainsaw. He's a famous, he's dead now, advocate for pedophilia. He himself was a club boy when he was like 12 and 13 in the gay bars. Yeah, there he is right there. He died of a drug overdose last year. And they've got Desmond is amazing, this little boy being paraded around talking about sex and taking ketamine with these guys. And they get up to kindergartners and say, let me show you how to shake your ass. And that's at the library. That's on the Associated Press. That's them saying it's a good thing. And people were asking me, you know, 10 years ago, Jones, why are you so upset about this? I said, folks, this is the globalist takeover arm. If you can have a big, disgusting, fat man in a clown outfit that's obviously scary as hell and make kids go sit in their lap, and the kids always look scared, and the mothers make them go sit in their lap, it's a big, giant, evil, sick exercise of dominance and control, of bondage. This is children being put into sexual bondage and their innocence being destroyed, and it is a curse on our nation if it's allowed to continue. The devil knows exactly what he's doing. This is an affront to God. And if it's allowed to continue, we will be destroyed.
We'll convert your children. Someone's got to teach them not to hate. We're coming for them. We're coming for your children. We're coming for them. We're coming for them. We're coming for your children.
We're coming for them.
Your children.
children will care about fairness and justice for others. Your children will work to convert all their sisters and brothers. Then soon we're almost certain your kids will start converting you. The gay agenda is coming home. The gay agenda is here.
But you don't have to worry.
But you don't have to worry.
Because there's nothing wrong with standing by our side. Get on board and get a hurry. Because the world always needs a bit more pride.
And hours of this. This is the Democratic Party culture. I was in New York last year to go on Andrew Schultz's podcast and to go on Michael Malice's podcast. So I was there 4 days, and it was Gay Pride Month. It was this time last year. And I mean, it was just flags everywhere, the churches, the people, men running around in dresses, and children being indoctrinated into a sex cult. It's about the sex and the future of the children, so that they'll have their innocence destroyed and will be forced into this, with groups saying, we're coming for your children, you won't stop us. They're doing it in the private schools. They're doing it in the public schools. There is a very big, large Christian school in Austin that's Episcopal. And I know a lot of people that go there, and a lot of people are pulling their children out, because I have, you know, 4 children and two of them are still in school. They don't go there, but they have friends that go there. And so my daughter's now going to kindergarten. She's just turned 5. And so we were just talking to some of the parents about whether we're going to homeschool or send her to a small school. And they said, well, we're having to pull our 6-year-old daughter out because she came home from the biggest private school in Austin that used to be right wing just a few years ago, and said, boys can be girls, girls can be boys. You can pick your gender, but you can have 2 daddies, 2 mommies. I mean, what the hell is a 6-year-old being taught that at a Christian school? It's taken over, people. And it's going to make you be part of it, just like in the biblical tale of Sodom and Gomorrah, where they come to your door and they say, come out in the street with us. We're going to have sex with you in the street. If you live here, we have sex with you. It's an act of dominance. It's rape. I mean, the left has Gillette commercials and other corporate ads out saying if a guy tells a girl she's good looking or asks a girl out, that's harassment and wrong, and all sex is rape between a man and a woman. That's what they teach. But if it's a man teaching a 5-year-old how to give a blowjob, well, then it's a wonderful thing. Or if it's 3-year-olds seeing naked men dance around and cut themselves in the streets of Seattle or Dallas, well, then it's a good thing. Imagine. I mean, you hear about some of these, like that Mormon breakoff group in Texas, where he had like 10 wives, and some of them were like 16 years old, and he's in prison for rape. Okay, put him in prison. These people are literally coming to your school and taking children to these sex bars and planting their flag of control over them and saying, we're here to recruit them, we're here to take them over, and they've got full Disney, full Hollywood, full Democratic Party backing with the Democratic Party litmus test at the Democrat debates. Do you believe that men deserve access to abortion rights so they can have their babies? Yes, we've got to get men access to abortions. It's mind control, ladies and gentlemen. It's mind control. They have ads running everywhere, not just Gillette, saying a man talking to a woman is wrong and evil. But if you're going to teach a 5-year-old to sit on a convicted pedophile's lap while he rubs his genitals on him, I mean, we got stuff we can't even show you, folks, that we shot in Austin 4 years ago, that Millie Weaver shot. She did a great job. She went to one of their confabs in a big hotel in a conference room, and they had men totally naked with glitter on their penises with 3- and 4-, 5-year-old kids sitting in their lap. We've shown a little bit of it, but not the kids actually sitting on the genitals, because that's child porn. They were in there producing child porn, in my view. We can't even show it to you because I will not distribute it. As journalists, we went there and it was criminal. We don't just have little kids taking their clothes off, folks. What we're showing you is what can be put out on air. And by the way, we called for criminal investigations of this. We called the police department. They're not going to do anything because the DA is a communist. On record. Here's a compilation from just a few years ago. We're having to make new ones because there's so much horrible new stuff. But here they are declaring, your children belong to us. We're coming for them. It's all pedophilic. And then remember, the abortion's to kill them. And the trans stuff is to confuse kids, have the state take them, and then sterilize them as well. They don't want to just rape them. They want to cut their testicles off. Here's the report.
The Heights Public Library today debuting a new children's story hour called Drag Queen Story Time.
My name is Blackberry. I am a bearded drag queen. That means I'm a lady with lots of facial hair.
I'm actually going to be one of the drag queens reading for Drag Queen Story Time.
Drag Queen Story Time.
And we have to warn you, ladies and gentlemen, if you've got young or impressionable children in your household, bring them to the screen right now.
And we witnessed parents taking their children as young as 2 inside to take part.
Talking, singing, and reading.
We can both be grooms.
To an audience of preschoolers, toddlers, and their caregivers.
The hips on the drag queen go swish, swish, swish.
Turn around and shake your butt. Shake them, shake them, shake them, shake them, shake them.
It was a first for this branch of the public library, too.
Are you nervous?
Yes.
Do you want to touch my hair?
No.
No?
And for the children and the people that support it are going to realize that this is going to be the grooming of the next generation.
That's the whole goal, is to make kids that aren't used to seeing something like me more comfortable to seeing it.
No one's there to push an agenda on anyone. No one's there to persuade people or to recruit people.
Who wants to be a drag queen when they grow up?
You could be a drag queen superhero.
Are you nervous?
Yes.
They were all accepting. They all were happy about it and excited and giving me hugs and everything.
Yeah, the woman gets up on her table, spreads her legs. It's a man. This is adult entertainment.
Most people seem to walk away having a good time.
Yeah, start them young, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyone can do drag. Everyone can do drag.
Everyone can.
Teach the children. Teach the children. I'm all about education. I actually do story time with drag queens in Chicago. Right? Yes, family programming. Love it. Yes.
We have just confirmed that a registered child sex offender has been reading to children at a Houston public library as part of its Drag Queen Story Hour.
A media spokesperson for the library confirms one of those drag queens, Tatiana Malanina, is really Alberto Garza, a child sex offender. In 2008, he was convicted of assaulting an 8-year-old boy.
This is Tatiana Malanina, my sister from Queens of the Week.
What has this world come to? It's come to a world where drag kids actually exist.
And people do ketamine on a couch. Desmond is the world's youngest club kid, and we challenge you, as the people out there, to find a younger club kid. Will they find one?
Mm-mm.
No.
Please welcome Desmond Naples, a.k.a. Desmond is Amazing.
Yeah, have you been to a nightclub?
No.
No? Okay.
Thing, and some people consider it provocative. It's not inappropriate.
This used to be a fun house, but now it's an evil clown.
Teach the children. Teach the children. Whew, I'm all about education.
Everywhere else, it's called pedophilia. But when it's done institutionally, And they can get away with people dressed up like demon clowns with your children. Pull up Tranny Time in the New York schools. This is put out in the New York Times like it's wonderful. And it's the biggest scary-looking group of weirdo pot-bellied men. Looks like a bunch of Dennis Hastards running around with clown makeup on, just hopping around, rubbing their giant bellies in front of children. And you're like, what alternate universe is this? What planet did I wake up in? We'll be back. Stay with us.
There's an old Bedouin saying that's thousands of years old, and it goes like this. Trust in God, but tie up your camel. Hunter S. Thompson put it this way. Pray to God, but row away from the rocks. If your boat is going towards the rocks, pray to God that you don't get smashed on them and killed, but also try to row away. You can't just sit there like a jellyfish. And it's the same thing with our immune system. God helps those who help themselves. We have a lot of amazing products on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com, like the Ultimate Immune Support Pack, our four best-selling products, together at 60% off. We have the Trifecta Special, three of the best-selling items for 50% off, and X2 sold out, so important for your immune system, back in stock for 40% off for a limited time because we have limited supplies. In fact, one of these items, we only have 2,000 bottles of, so the ultimate sale will probably be over in just a few days. Take advantage of this and boost your immune system now and protect yourself and your family at InfoWarsStore.com.